I got it all. Boom. Hey, what's up, people? It's snowing, isn't it? It's supposed to be spring. What happened? What happened? All right. Well, today, welcome to not April Fool's Day. And here on What's the Buzz and Why with me, your host, Nancy Lombardo. Yes, and my voice is a little low. Allergies. What can I do? Nothing. And today, I don't know what the theme's going to be today, because I lost my studio. There's my studio right there. Okay, I found my studio again. All right, Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters already on the switchboard listening in via phone. Hello, Betty Jo. And I think if I backtrack here, let's see, from April, what did you post here? Let's see, from April 2nd through April 8th, Movie Attic Headquarters features on-demand shows saluting five funny ladies of film. Oh, that should be good. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The George Bettinger Show, check it out, Dreamstream Radio. Go to the mom and pop shop for times. I think it's 1 and 4, but I forget the days. Sorry, bad me. I think it's Wednesday and Sunday, Sunday at 1. But check that out, The George Bettinger Show. All righty, who else? Now, my friend Gordon. I think I'm forgetting somebody, and I want to make sure I have everybody, so I'm going to have to look this up. I'll look up Gordon's while I'm playing you some music of some kind, okay? What I'm trying to think what music's appropriate for today. All right, we'll start with this.
Not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year, and there's a reason. The season never closes there. Love and music you'll find everywhere. People always having fun down there. So come along. I'm on my way to Cuba. That's where I'm going. Oh, Cuba. That's where I'll stay. Panatellas, Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't trip and I'll see you in CUBA.
Arnaz, don't you like that last little tagline? I'll see you in CUBA. I like that little alliteration. Kind of fun. All right, I found what else I'm supposed to promote for my friend Gordon. Okay, on April 7th, Nikki Sunshine is doing a show, Confessions of a Massage Parlor Madam. It's a true story, and it's very funny and provocative. Okay, let's see. You can go to Facebook, Nikki Comedy, Twitter, Sunshine Comedy, and Jamie and JamieRoberts.com for any press and media interviews, and that's a top-notch entertainment. Okay, let's see, what else have we got here? You want to check that out? I got to tell you where it's at. That would help, right? But if not, she's on Facebook. Okay, she will be at the National Black Theater, 2031 Fifth Avenue on Saturday, April 7th at 5 p.m. All right. There you go. Tickets are $20. Check out Nikki Sunshine. Very good. All right. Up to Gordon now. Gordon's got a couple things going on besides No Name and a Bag of Chips. Gordon would like me to mention this Tuesday, tomorrow at 7 p.m., Eric Vetter brings the best of New York's established emerging authors, writers, and storytellers to Word Up Community Bookshop in Washington Heights. That's at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, April 3rd. And this month's theme, Subway Stories. Super Storytellers is curated and co-hosted by Michelle Kyle, the author of Fish Out of Agua. Okay. The show will include a Magic Hat open mic where audience members can sign up for a chance at 4 minutes of stage time to enter, share their stories. Admission is free. Donations welcome. All right. Check it out. You can go to wordupbooks.com. Also, for more information, or check out the wonderful Eric Vetter, who also runs a great show called No Name and a Bag of Chips at Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. So if you follow No Name and a Bag of Chips at Facebook, then you'll know whenever he's doing a show. Okay, one more plug. Let's see when this is. This is Terry Mintz, Word, the Storytelling Show. That's Wednesday, April 18th at 8 p.m. That's the Sidewalk Stage, 94 Avenue A. Lineup is Terry Mintz, Amy Stiller, Richard Cardillo, Danny Ortiz, Jackie Gordon, Rob Fasano, and Music with the Bloomfields. $5 suggested admission, one drink minimum. They also serve food there, but you can get afterwards. That's 8 p.m. Word the Terry, the Storytelling Show. Okay. Oh, did I forget anybody? Me. I'll be in Princeton, New Jersey, May 4th and 5th with Bob Greenberg, co-headlining Together. And check that out. That's at Catch, a Rising Star Comedy Club at the Hyatt in Princeton. So you want to run over and make those reservations now. Thank you very much. Okay, let's keep it going and see if I find music or comedy because my switchboard is acting slow on me today. All right. Oh, I always found this comedy bit with Alicia Levy kind of funny.
Right. You start.
I'll start. So it was the beginning of March and we were going to the State Fair. He was wearing his burgundy cable knit.
That went with the khakis the dry cleaner gave you by mistake.
Mr. Payne.
Mr. Payne.
Mr. Payne, thank you for coming.
Very close.
His wife. Too hard.
So my sweater had a hole in it.
It was big.
Huge.
It was hugely big. He had gotten it as a sister.
But not from her sister.
No, because they're not attracted to each other anymore.
No, that's done.
So she had just gotten a dog?
Shih Tzu.
Oh, it was a corgi.
Shih Tzu corgi, Belen.
It was a shit corgi.
It was aggressive. So we're online at the State Fair waiting to see the butter sculpture.
It was a huge red ball.
Except it was yellow because it was made out of butter. And this one had a little too much to drink.
Well, let's just say I hit the lemonade stand twice.
Take
that lemonade stand!
So we need to find a restroom fast.
Rapido.
Ching Chow.
Mr. Ping.
So we're walking. Funnel cake. Balloon.
Ring toss. Goldfish.
Carnies. Freak show.
Bearded. Lady.
Ferris wheel.
Mommy.
Vomit. So we're lost. Restroom, nowhere to be found.
And I'm getting antsy.
And we see this woman.
Standing by the vomit.
And we go to ask her, where's the nearest Johnny on the spot?
Who's Johnny?
Where's the spot? And this one taps her on her bony shoulder and says,
can you direct me to the powder room?
Who's powder?
Where's his room? So she turned around and I was terrified.
Oh, she had these beady eyes.
And her eyelashes were crooked.
And these sideburns.
And her cheekbones were low. And she opened her mustached mouth and said,
what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
It was a little higher than that, actually. It was more like, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
Right, but we're forgetting she was toothless, so it was like a,
oh, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
It was terrifying.
I saw my life flash before my eyes.
I bummed him for dear life.
She wouldn't let go.
I wouldn't let go. I brought him in the bathroom with me.
Johnny on the spot. There's a spot. And here you all are.
9 months later, for our little Zachary's Hanukkah bris.
Hanukkah bris.
Brisica.
L'chaim.
Shalom.
Rabbi.
Always fun. Love those comedy bits. And who else do we love? We love Tom Carosa. I think this is an old song. It might be like an Eddie Cantor remake. It sounds like it, but I'm not sure. But Tom Carosa is always fun. So here we go.
Ladies, would you mind leaving the room for a moment? I'd like to have a word with your husbands. Men, is your wife tired of drying her hair with a vacuum cleaner? Does she look absolutely pathetic doing it? Then maybe it's time that you bought her the Exhaler, an exciting new handheld hairdryer that plugs into any wall. The Exhaler even has two speeds, because some days are much more frantic than others for the little lady. Think about it. Don't you deserve a more beautiful wife? So pick up the Exhaler today, and you'll be married to a whole new woman tonight. It'll have you exhaling too. The Exhaler, from Leave Her Industries, the company that puts you first. Now, the Leave Her Variety Hour, broadcasting from high atop the Squeeze It Inn in picturesque Blue Island, Illinois, continues with Tom Carosa and the Tom Carosa Orchestra performing another great of 1928. Take it away, won't you? Love came to me in the springtime, just like the blossoms I fell.
I thought that June would be ringtime, which proves that you never can tell. I used to call her pet names, tell her she was divine, but she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine. I used to take her places, she liked to dance and dine, but she turned out to be the new friend of an ex-friend of mine. I found that love was just a joke. Yeah, I learned what a broken heart meant. I even started out to get a kitchenette apartment. Her lips were just like candy. Her kisses were just like wine. But she turned out to be the real friend of a heel friend of mine. I thought that we'd be married, sign on the dotted line. But she turned out to be the soulmate of a cellmate of mine. Life to me was just one big thrill. Yeah, nobody, nobody, nobody could be prouder. Now life is just a bitter pill, a capsule and a powder. Why am I pale and nervous? Why do I weep and whine? Oh, she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine.
Love That Carrozza. His CDs are available on Amazon, I believe, and CD Baby. So you want to check those out, as are mine. Check them out, too. All right. Oh, God, slow switchboard. Betty understands my problem here. Okay. I don't know which way we're going. Are we going with the love theme today, maybe? I'll have to open up the chat room in a minute and see. Okay. Hang on. I just got to do this right here. Oh, it's not moving. Oh, I'm stuck. Slow service today. I don't know if it's the snow. What is up with the snow? I thought we were done, and it was spring. Okay. All right. Well, Lucy, we'll play a little bit more here. Or maybe we won't. It's frozen. Okay. It's going to be fun. Talk radio. Okay. Let me see if I can adjust the problem here. Okay. It doesn't want to move. I'll play. Okay. Okay, here we go. Gotta blame somebody.
I was at a dance. Fools rush in. Where angels fear to tread. And so I come to you, my love. My heart above my head. Though I see the danger there. If there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Romance is a game for fools, I used to say. A game I thought I'd never play. Game for fools, I said and grinned. Then you passed by, and here am I, throwing caution to the wind. Fools rush in where above my head, though I see the danger there. If there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Who's rushing where never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we fell, I felt my life begin. up your heart and let this fool. New York. I really love New York. I mean, where else could you come from any other part of the universe and be given an opportunity to drive a cab? We don't even care if you speak English. Come on in. Here's your cab. Here's your map. Go. And you know what I really miss about the cabs? They used to have celebrities telling us to buckle up. Do you think in India they had celebrities telling them to buckle up?
Hello. This is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance.
Hello. This is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello, this is the fly. Don't listen to Buddha. Don't listen to... Oh, no, not again.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the torch of freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking, walk over him, he's okay. We're walking, we're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church, burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Taiping is not a town in China. We're walking, we're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking, we're being mugged, we're getting mugged, we're bleeding, we're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers, we don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day, everything else we let slide.
Love to share a tale of our parenting woes. These conversations have got the friendships built, but the bond that holds us fast may just be old-fashioned guilt. Doubt, remorse, regret, frustration, anger, and fatigue. Well, they call me on the phone, and here is what they say to me.
I got those bad mother blues. Got those. Blue. I can have these feelings and still love you, but today I'm afraid I got those bad mother blues. I take my kid clothes shopping at the local downtown mall. Will you think that I could watch them? Well, then one it just took off. My heart was full of horror and my body full of dread. The visions of abduction, they are running through my head. I found a moment later just as happy as can be. He was only gone a moment, he took years off me.
I had my kids for 10 hours to close a business deal. I rushed right home to eat his frozen meal.
A pocket full of sickness, a pocket full of rye.
I know these poems by heart, but I can't make an apple. Am I round enough? Do I mother on the fly? I'll be playing with this dilemma till the day.
bad mother blues. My kids are so dead cranky, throwing tantrums all day long. If the whining doesn't stop, well, I don't think I can go on. I know it's kind of cool to have a laugh at her expense, but when she walks in the room, I say, hi, maintenance. Oh, my bad. Day. You may sit around your table and say, man, my mom was great. You remember patience, kindness, tenderness, and grace. We'll remember all the hardships that I faced.
They say grandchildren are a parent's best friend. And if you have kids of your own, you know the blues they may prevent. You'll get the best band of the blues.
Honey, you're gonna poke your eye out, that's why.
Blue.
I'm really flu. I didn't really never realize. That's what happens when you're multitasking. We're down to our last 2 minutes. Don't forget Betty Jo Tucker movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And she's got a bunch of great archive shows, too. You want to try and catch those. I can't believe that it went so fast. I got to find something. Here, I was looking for a long piece, and I just need me a short piece. Okay. What have we got here? All right. Well, speaking with the theme is motherhood, let's go out with this one.
After a week of attending to everyone else's needs, a mommy's night out becomes an almost...
Well, there you go. Thank you for tuning in to What's the Buzz and Why in New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. All right. Everybody stay warm and cozy. That's all I've got for today. Big kiss. Bye-bye.